This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Alex Cora seizing lineup control back from Tristan Casas just in time.
Little
action tomorrow against the Northeastern Huskies. And then game one for Garrett Crochet in a Red Sox uniform Saturday, 1:05 start here on WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network, which is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, and of course on the Odyssey app. So sounds like Alex Cora will be making the decisions about who plays where, and not, unfortunately, Tristan Casas. So what bothered me more than the comments about Devers and Bregman, because I guess you could assume he's standing up for a teammate, was the comments that Tristan Casas made about the prospects, the young guys.
I hear that.
Do you have that, Shime? I mean, talk about the balls on this dude. Like, do you have the audio? Yes. Here he is talking about the big three, the new big three, and where, when, if they ought to play.
We got some grown men up there right now that need to iron some things out. We need to show up and see what that first little taste of us all together looks like. I think their time is going to come, and it could be earlier rather than later. But I think for right now, the roster is beautiful. It's organized. It's great. And it's structured really well.
Wow.
So, no, those guys should not be part of this team on opening
day. Imagine being on that guy's side of an argument.
You would think he's like the – you would think by hearing him, he's the face of the franchise.
Am I right? Am I right?
You would think like he's getting $40 million a year.
I mean, the nerve of the man.
Did not hear that one. He's a little different, though. Remember we met him last year?
Yeah. Right. Just because he paints his nails doesn't mean he's different. Like, I already see people in Twitch, text, everybody's like, paints his nails. He paints it. Who cares?
Like, the guy painting his nails is different.
Okay.
I don't care what you say, Courtney. Yeah, I'm not.
Well, you're very judgmental.
Yes.
You were all over Shime yesterday in his Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
So,
I'll give you a pass on them Birkenstocks. And I'm not down with the Nike Apostles, but if that's you, you're all for it. But you painting your nails, you a little different. You know, maybe you think differently. You feel
Courtney, like I agree that I'm not one to judge anybody's life based on one example of some behavior. But the fact is that he does these things, so we talk about it. He is eccentric. He did a sit-down with the Globe and Stan Grossfeld maybe last year or the year before which was like a 10-page readout on his diet and every little thing he eats and what, like, he likes to be known as a different kind of guy.
Right, that's all I'm saying.
But Curtis, you know what I mean about the nail painting and the way in which people respond to him. It's like, no matter what he was going to say, people already don't like him for that. And the main reason about the painting of the nails, I believe, started because he wanted to spend more time with his mom, and they did it together when he was younger, and he just continued to do it. Like, I knew people were going to jump on hating Cassius Moore for any comment he made.
Well, I don't hate him. I just,
no, I know.
He has no say whatsoever in when Roman Anthony or Christian Campbell or anybody else who is a prospect on this baseball team gets the opportunity to play and to start. It's none of your beeswax. None of your beeswax.
Right, but you could tell. My thing is like when I say he's different, like his personality is different where he feels like it's cool to say those things, you know, and I
what's he done to be talking like that?
I think his mindset is like in just the way maybe, and like, I don't know his upbringing, but he just feels like, oh, I'm saying something that I feel like I have the right to say, and that's why I'm saying, like, he thinks differently. Yeah, painting his nails, like, yo, you a different dude. Same way the dude from Buffalo who walks in barefoot, like, you
Mac
different.
Collins.
Yeah, like, that's, like, you a different type of dude.
If you're
but
rich,
I just have such a problem with Greg. I have a problem with him with it specifically with it last year not playing through an injury, saying it felt like he was being stabbed in the ribs, being forced to correct it, and then telling these young kids that there are, quote, grown-ups, unquote, at the big league level. I'm sorry, Tristan, you were not a grown-up last year. No. The team needed you. You could have helped the big league roster, and you decided to take your sweet-ass time because you didn't want to get injured and impact a long-term contract.
Well, it hurt when he sneezed. and so, I mean, Charlie McAvoy's shoulder has been removed, and he still wants in on tonight's game. So, by the way, speaking of Charlie McAvoy, did I earlier on the show bring up Dr. Byers?
You did.
Yes.
It appears that Dr. Byers has called the radio show this morning.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
My former coworker for decades, former Boston Bruin Lyndon Byers, every time, as I mentioned earlier, every time there was a hockey injury that we would discuss on the old show, LB had suffered through it. So good morning. Good morning, Dr. Byers.
Well, hello, and hello to Nurse Courtney.
And as some say, you and LB are the same person.
I'm the black LB.
Yeah, you are the black LB.
He's the white Wiggy.
He's the white Wiggy.
White Wiggy.
Yes.
I'm the white Wiggy, man.
Yes.
It's all good.
I love it,
kid. Have you ever had this AC injury?
I have had exactly what Charlie. So everybody knows your AC joint is that little gap. If everybody reaches up and touches their shoulder from the top of their arm that goes in towards their neck, there's a little gap there.
Yeah.
And that is your AC joint, and it is a ligament. You can have an AC grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, and then you can tear it right off.
Mm.
What happens is if you tear it right off, then it's going to be no big deal. They'll shoot it up, which I did. They just shoot it up before the game, and you're off and running because you can't do any more damage to it, and you'll have surgery at the end of the year, and they reattach it and whatever. So everybody knows Dr. Byers and all the doctors listening, because I know you are. Because the Hillman Morning Show is the show to listen to.
Thank you. Thank you, Lyndon.
On a daily basis. Just a bunch of geniuses throwing out so much useless information that you spend the rest of the day not working and doing your job, but standing at the water cooler yelling at your coworkers about what you guys talked about. But anyway, the every joint in your body has a bursa sac, which is a sterile sac that protects the joint. And when there's a rupture in that sac, it's almost automatic that you're going to get a staph infection. And that's what Charlie got. And he immediately got put on antibiotics. They're probably going to shoot it up, and that's why he's going to be able to play. Because once he's on the antibiotics, they're going to cover it and make sure that nothing can get in the wound. He should be good to go.
LB, do you like Four Nations? Like, because some are now going to use this as an excuse and say, great, you know, they do this stupid tournament during the season, which I have loved. But now the Bruins are without McAvoy
Sorry, Hilda. Yeah. You know me, I always cut you off. My bad.
So does
it. He could have gotten a car accident on the way to the rink.
Yeah,
right, I mean, right. It's a big boy sport played by big boys. That was a nasty hit. You know, he took a nasty hit on the shoulder, and there's a price to pay for that. The body doesn't give. Thank God they don't have the old nets where they were like, I don't know, drilled, anchored into the ice, into the cement.
Right, would have been worse.
That would have killed him, probably. At least the neck comes off.
But, do you think, if you're saying that it's staff, do you think, though, that he wasn't treated properly by the medical staff at Four Nations, and that's why the Bruins are upset now? Because it could have been prevented? Like, staff can lead to sepsis. You could die from staff.
I've had staff. Hillman knows... Yes. Well enough.
You actually, LB actually died 5 times on the old show.
Really?
Yeah, that was one. And he would call in and say, I'm dying. I can't. That's why I wasn't there.
It's funny, just so you know, when I had my hip, I had my hips replaced, I got a staph infection in my right hip. They literally had to take the hip out, leave the wound open. I laid on the couch for, I think it was like 3.5 weeks. And my wife, Annie, they literally, because the staph was attacking my body, they took twice a day, Annie would put a ball of antibiotics and squeeze it out, and it would drain into my jugular vein, which would go directly into my heart, which would spread antibiotics throughout my whole body so that the staph wouldn't attack my body, because I could have lost a foot. I could have lost my legs. I could have died.
Sorry, I asked. I was...
We're chatting today. It's all good. Yeah. That's why I call Nancy Florence Nightingale. She's awesome.
And I've had AC joint. That's painful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is painful.
I was going to say, Wiggy, you know, anybody that's played contact sports, is the AC joint is good until it's painful till they shoot it up. Then you're the happiest guy on the planet.
Yeah, that's the first negative thing I've heard Wiggy say about a joint.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
until they do shoot it up,
he does self-medicate, but who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, you have to nowadays.
Really?
Yeah. LB's best. We were just talking excuses. LB's best excuse for missing work was the overcome by fumes incident. LB, remember that one?
It was a true story, though.
He had his floors.
I thought it would be a good time to have the hardwood floors done in my house. Mm-hmm. And we came back, and the hardwood fumes were, you know, we got back late. I threw the mattress on the floor. Annie and I went to bed. I woke up in the morning, and I was discombobulated.
The discombobulation clearly happens.
Is her name Annie or Nancy?
Nancy is somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine what it was like doing this show for four hours a day?
I just wanted to picture it correctly.
Nancy is the nurse, LB, right? Is that who Nancy is?
No, Nancy's my new pug, my father-in-law.
Oh, that's a new dog.
My father-in-law, because of my back and being alone and watching my family leave out the front door every day and live their life, I have my TV, and I have my buddy Green from down the road, and the Millers across the street.
Yeah.
And Nancy is my best daughter. Yes. Yeah, she got me this. It's like a wood dog. It doesn't do anything. You don't even have to feed it.
Well, those are the best dogs.
LB, it is.
Paradise for your TV if you're sitting around all day. It's a great show to watch,
yes,
LB.
Yeah. LB, it's marvelous to hear your voice. And who do you like tonight, LB?
Come on, man.
Okay.
I amazingly enough, Hilldog, I did represent my country once in Sweden playing for the Canadian World Junior team. Two assists, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, we finished fourth. We lost to the Finns, Asa Tikkanen and that chump team with Solani.
So you're picking the Canadians?
I am picking the Canadians. I spent most of my time there. I love the Tkachuk family. They're beasts. They're awesome. But I think it's going to be, as the NHL playoffs go, goaltending is going to be the key. Binnington has been unbelievable. And I think the difference will be special teams tonight. People are going to have – the intensity is going to be insane at 8 o'clock when that puck drops. And I got to believe the refs are going to be in a world of trouble trying to keep this game intact.
LB, you're the best. Thanks for checking in this morning, bud.
I love you guys.
All right, we love you too.
You're amazing. Wig!
LB!
All right.
See you soon, Wig, sir.
I'll see you soon, brother.
I hope we see him soon. I've never met him, and I love him.
Goodbye.
Every time he calls.
He's the man. Greatest. He's the man. Hang out with LB. It's a great time. I hung out with LB many a times, and he is the man.
He really is.
He's got giant hands.
Wow.
I've noticed, like, he's these giant.
I'm right here.
Well, I mean, I got small hands too, Greg, but he has giant, like.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Oh, gorilla hands.
Like bear-like paws.
Yeah, I would not want to be hit with one of them things.
But no.
It's always good when you hang out with LB.
What a softie, though. He has a little pug named Nancy that's his best friend. Like, that's so sweet.
He's a good dude. The best. He is a good dude.
And the Millers sound great.
The Millers? Yeah, Millers are
And the Greens.
I love everyone.
Well, I think it was just the Mr. Green.
Mr. Green.
I don't think Mrs. Green comes over.
Well,
the house.
We gave him paradise. So
I feel like he's on the couch during the day watching TV. Like that's what he's.
Yeah, but he could just watch probably paradise more like
his doctor. Is Dr. Phil still on? Probably a big. Probably watches The View.
The View's like on. Yeah.
Oh,
Curtis, a big
I love
fan.
Sonny Hostin. What a great host.
Jennifer Hudson shows on.
Kelly Clarkson.
She's still on, yep. Right?
Yeah. Drew Barrymore.
Maury's still out there, so.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't just shut daytime TV off. Like, is anybody still? Oh, yeah. I guess with the remote work people, they have a moment or two to catch.
And the soaps?
To catch a little television. Are the soaps
oh,
still on?
Oh, my God. My mom loves General Hospital.
They got a new soap. Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, they got a new one.
Did you just say great show?
Yeah. I used to watch General Hospital all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't?
I did.
Wow.
What's the other one? Days of Our Lives?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
my mom records both, I believe.
I don't think I could watch General Hospital at gunpoint. Like, I see it on for 2 seconds and I need a shower.
I agree with you. But she loves it.
But the middle-aged women, they loved it. Mm-hmm. They got a new one out. There's a new soap opera that just came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forget the name.
Have you seen that new Montoya, the reality show? Because you're a big reality show
guy. Yeah, but isn't it Brazilian?
Spanish.
It's
Temptation Island, but then the men have to sit there and watch if their significant other is having sex with other people, and they have video of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's softcore porn TV. It's nuts.
One guy's, I think he's sitting there with a bunch of the guys, and he's watching his girl, and she is getting taken to town.
That's Montoya, yeah.
Was it twice?
It was twice.
Yeah.
It's like Cuck Island?
Yes.
What?
You need to watch. There's clips all. I haven't watched a full episode.
But Chime, don't lose your mind. You don't have to dump out of it.
I didn't do anything.
I see you shaking your head like a prude.
I was laughing.
We can talk about whatever we want.
You'd have to put the
America.
Put the subtitles on.
Oh, I'm a prude here.
Today more than ever, go USA.
Just put the subtitles. The guys are like got their arm around them, like trying to tell them, like, bro, it's all right. And all you just see is just like
absolute disaster. That's a television show.
What?
It's savage.
People are so desperate for reality TV fame that they're gonna elect.
And the guys are talking to him. And no lie, it looked like they were both getting electrocuted. That's how fast it was. The poor guy, I felt bad for him. He's putting his hands in his head, and it's like...
That's so weird.
Yeah, and there's, they're speaking Spanish to him.
It's
like,
nuts.
Trying to, like, tell
and
him.
He's screaming at the sky. It's like, you have to go watch the clips. It's unlike
anything. Is that the meme of the guy ripping his shirt off?
Yes.
Is there a prize, or is it just the fame you get?
I think the men think that their significant other can go into that island, and they're not going to cheat. It's to test each other.
Yeah, it's like something like
that. A lot of these people are failing.
Yeah. Our society is doomed.
It really is.
The poor guy is just like hand in his face. He's like, gosh, God. And everybody's around him like trying to make him feel better. They're going to be all right. No, it won't.
This is Dave.
It's a dog named Nancy.
This is Dave. Courtney could not. I can follow along because I speak LB.
Yeah.
You could not follow along.
All of a sudden he said Nancy, and I'm like, whoa, who's Nancy?
This is Dave from Fitchburg. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, I've been a long-time listener since this show started, and this morning I heard the absolute greatest thing on this radio program. It was radio poetry, and that is Wiggy being a black LB and LB being a white Wiggy. Yep. That is just the absolute greatest thing I have ever heard. I've never met Wiggy. I would really love to meet Wiggy, but I have met LB once, and the guy, Wiggy, you're right, man. The dude is just tremendous.
We're supposed to do a new show, call it, and we had a name for it, Crossing Sticks and Pucks.
Yes.
But... because he's a big nude person too, like I am.
Yes.
So
he, when we used to travel to do the show together, and we had no budget, we'd have to stay in the same room.
Yeah,
and long about 9 p.m. or whatever, he would gear down and walk around the hotel room nude.
Huh?
Which is kind of a,
That's what I do.
Just tarps off.
It's an awkward It's an awkward thing if you don't know what's coming. I mean, generally, I think people should give you a heads up on that.
I think we're locked.
Not sure I use that.
I think it's because we played sports for basically the majority of our lives, so we're used to being in locker rooms nude.
Yeah.
So walking around is no big deal.
I understand. But sitting there in front of the TV eating McDonald's at 10 p.m. nude, that's what he does.
Well, it's actually interesting, Wiggy, because LB said Greg walking around without his pants on was no big deal.
But don't you like to? Don't you rather eat nude? You don't have that. You don't have the tight waistband around your belly or your belt.
I see. Yeah. So you do you take
what's
your
the first?
Yeah, but then
you
get crumbs
pants
everywhere.
Off whenever you eat. Do you take your pants off?
I mean, I'm always when I get in a hotel, I strip down right to the skivvies.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my lord!
So you sleep in the nude every night?
Oh yeah, every night.
Wow.
Every night. Because what's the first thing like when you do Thanksgiving? Courtney, you might not do it because you're a female. But guys, after you eat Thanksgiving, pop that belt buckle right off.
Right. You just go full nude.
You don't have to worry about it.
good philosophy, I think. All right. We got to take a break. Mike Milbury coming up at 9.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.